after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Fed J, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. This is your boy, Sunny J. And, man, I'm glad to be y'all another day, man. So glad to be with y'all, man. Crazy hectic day, y'all know what day it is. The week is Wednesday, but for those of y'all that are new to the show, or some of y'all may have heard this before, every freaking Wednesday of the show we call it Hump Day at the Dust. But don't take my word for it. I'll let somebody else tell y'all.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump Day?
Yes, it is. It is Hump Day. So, yes, Hump Day at the Dust, how we do it, man. Every freaking Wednesday on the show, we go in. We go in, man. It's the middle of the week. You know, y'all been like, oh, God, the week is almost over. So, yes, you get to this point. You know, you got a little bit left to go, man. So, the weekend's almost here. And definitely, you know, be geared up because next week, we'll be doing the show only, as far as the show of me and Taryn, it'll only be on Mondays and Wednesdays, and then on next week starting, we'll be doing for Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll be moving the show to only on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which a special guest will be hosting the show every week. On Tuesdays, it will be Glitz and Glamour, so the Glitz and Glamour show will be on Tuesdays, and I'll be hosting my girl, Model Angela. Then on Thursdays we got On the Fly, and that's gonna be on board Camacho. And man, it's just such a blessing to watch these people come into the fold and make some things happen. Had a chance to interview them both before on the show before, and just their energy and their grind, it just definitely says, hey, let's link together and make something happen. So, you know, definitely giving a big shout out to both of them. Can't wait to have them hosting their shows. I would be producing them, of course, so be in the background, do what I do. But, oh, man, y'all know. So make sure y'all know, because you know how we doing here. We give you some hot news and hot mess, too. And y'all know I wasn't going to let this story go down without being unnoticed on this show. So first off, let me finally give you the story. It's Aubrey deserved the Cricket of the Award Day. So let me go ahead and get my crickets. Tell you why I get the Cricket Award Day, why this story. Now, and I'm saying who gets the cricket in the story. So I'm pretty sure, you know, there's been a shout heard around the world. apparently George Zimmerman was pulled over for speeding. Guess where, everybody? Y'all gonna trip out. Texas, damn it, we almost had him. We almost had him, Lord. And apparently, you know, of course, he was recently acquitted of murder. My boy, George Zimmerman, he was pulled over for speeding in Texas and told police he had a legal firearm in his glove compartment. But, Goff, check this out, with a warning. Fox News confirms the officer pulled Zimmerman over on July 28th in Forney, which is about 20 miles east of Dallas. Zimmerman told the police he had a legal firearm in his glove compartment at the beginning of the traffic stop, according to the police dashboard video obtained by N40.com. And the police officer, he asked Zimmerman where he was headed and if he had any outstanding warrants. And, of course, Zimmerman replies no. The officer told Zimmerman to slow down and would give him a warning instead of a ticket after checking this, make sure he had no warrants. And the officer told him, and this is what they quote, the officer told him, just take it easy, go ahead and shut your glove compartment. Oh, he goes, it's not really funny, but it's just funny in the irony of it. And his last statement was, and don't play with your firearm, okay? The traffic stop was reported to last about 5 minutes. Now, the easy answer that y'all would say is the cricket award day goes to George Zimmerman. Nope, not George Zimmerman. He doesn't get the cricket award, the cricket of the day award. But your boy George Zimmerman's little officer who over there who had a chance to get his minute ticket. I know he can't sit in jail for years and years over a traffic stop, but. Man, I'm just saying, like, this dude got out really easy. Like, I mean, you really get to sit here and explain it to me. So, because I'm, for me being in Texas, and by the way, this is in Forney. Forney is, again, remind you that it's 20 miles away from Dallas, and which, by the way, Denton is not that far from Dallas. So, you know, you got to catch my drift where this T's about to go. George Zimmerman, this dude didn't do Lord knows what to this child, and of course he gets a waiver. Yes, he got a waiver. Okay, no one says. Just like OJ, I still stand by that. OJ did it. Y'all can say what y'all want to say, but I think OJ did it, and he got away. But hey, they got OJ on something else and got him in jail for some time. So I'm like, damn it, foreign police, y'all had a freaking chance to get this dude at least to give him a nice solid. Because my question is, I want to know how much he's going on the speed limit. That's where the fun comes in. What was the speed limit, and how fast was he going over it? Because Florida police, y'all had a chance to just do the ticket, and you freaking me and sit here and tell me, you say, just take it easy and go ahead? Wow. Here I am on my birthday, get pulled over by the police for allegedly going on the speed limit, and it was 5 miles on the freaking speed limit, and there's a big deal, and he gives me a ticket, and oh my God, I'm just go on and on about my rant about that. They did it with no hesitation. George Zimmerman, who is, now I'm going to just say nationally known, internationally known for what he did in freaking Florida. I mean, tell me, he came all the way to Texas, and we messed it up. Texas, we had a chance to be the hero today, and we messed it up. So, again, I want to tell Forney Police, you get the crickets of the war today, man. Crickets, I just don't understand. What the heck was wrong with y'all? Yeah, man, can't give me a ticket or something, a warning? He already had a warning. He freaking had a warning when he went there. We did a shot on dude. We shot Trayvon. We shot him. He had a freaking warning. He had a freaking chance. He had one of his warning. His warning was at the freaking window when that happened. So where is his ticket? That's what I want to know. I'm talking trash, and I'm gonna really go in on this about him not getting his ticket. I'm really going in about it. Yes, I am. So it is what it is. All right. Now, before I get too much live, because I mean, right now y'all see like I'm up to the max right now. How I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling some type of way right now. This got me unsettling. It just doesn't make any sense. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and go to my, we're gonna go to a boy of King Pissman, and we're gonna go to Champion, because at the end of the day, Forney Police, I had a chance to be a champion and y'all screwed it up.
Exclusive, yeah, a real rule boy thing. You done know,
yes.
And you deal with no bastard boy. Top shots are done, dada. Boom!
Champion thing, you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring, eh? A pure champion thing, you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring, eh? A pure champion thing, you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring, eh? A pure champion thing, you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring, eh?
Jackson, Rocky, Ali, leaving the bruising when I be moving the gas. Be begging the masculine man, you fake. Just defective, slugs from the red to the lead, you fake. Sylvester Stallone climbing the thousand stairs. I'm John Gotti, Mr. Miyagi, Karate Kid. The shoddy big niggas get body without a care. I'm fighting for the title, the paparazzi prepared. Clamor for the champion, standing undefeated, you lost. Got hooked with the cross, call them G's. When I'm rapping, I'm Joe Jackson. After I'm done, I leave the mic on the floor from a beating. I be drinking, thinking, hold the deep end. Clearly, I am filled with balls, I'm like a precinct. I win even the end. They try to step on me, but I'm too hard. I am
C-Mix. Champion, think you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring. A pure champion, think you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring. A pure champion, think you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring. A pure champion, think you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring.
King Piff, I read it now. Talk, be better, bring 20 hurt a fucking cop for the child lick. Worse than a mule kick, not in the mood for it. Rather be getting dome inside of a spaceship. Chromosomes from slave shit, gorilla like some Asian. Figure and embrace it, move quietly and patient. You're the spotlight, I embrace it. The money, I can taste it, that's how I love a place it. Keep a secret like a mason. The paper, I don't chase it. Lions is the den, but not David. Lord is my shepherd as I travel with the desert with my bare feet stepping. Automatic weapon, want some attention. I can leave your face like a crescent moon. Run with a bunch of goons with a misfit platoon, all dipped in jewels, rubies, emeralds, stop by your soul.
Champion thing, you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring, yeah. A pure champion thing, you're dealing with the type of man with some champion ring. A pure champion thing, you're dealing with a type of man with some champion ring. A pure champion thing, you're dealing with a type of man with some champion ring.
The fuck was y'all thinking? King Hip, I run it now. Sam, Flatbush, BK King. On my master's stroll, Panama foremost. Jamaica, going for these acres.
This is Nemo. This spoken word piece is entitled As Long as I Breathe. As long as I breathe, you will never have me. Held captive in your wings, a personal torment. Call it black as the dark of night to transform me to the shade that you apparently like. I can imagine the sounds of a past lashing out for help to change their color fast, but became sucked in as if there was a black hole, never to be seen. again. And at that point, their personal world turns cold. As long as I breathe, you will never have me held captive in your world. I refuse to be the new generation hangman. For every word you say, I sustain more and more pain while wanting to treat you the same way or 10 times worse to make my day just to give you what you want or a little more. So much that I become the supporting actress in your show. Thank you. As long as I breathe, you will never have me hanging from rotten vines, so I fall to my demise, swimming in bottomless filth, with the filth being your mind. As long as I breathe, you will never, ever, 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 ever in life have me.
All right. Little Nemo. That was a sort of word piece, As Long As I Breathe. Man, speaking of as long as I breathe, I ain't going to stop talking trash. I'll be talking trash about this all the show. George Zimmerman, I'm not going to let it go. 20 police, I'm not going to let it go. 20 miles away. God damn it, I wouldn't want to go learn how to be a police officer in one day just to go make the freaking arrest. Or give him a ticket. I know I'm getting an arrest, but at least give him a ticket. Man, what are we... What were we doing? What were we thinking, Lord? Oh, God. All right, so while I'm coming down off the George Zimmerman thing, at least while I'm trying, you know, I want to go ahead and welcome very special lady to the building who is on the cover of an upcoming magazine, our debut magazine that is Human Cameras Magazine. And she's doing a lot of big moves, working with Rising Magazine publisher Down in E, and making other plenty of big moves, too. I want everybody to welcome the beautiful Miss Chanel, a.k.a. Sweet Pea, in the building. What's up? What's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I was starting, my week is getting better, and then I saw this George Zimmerman thing that just made me very unsettling. I'm still trying to get over it. I'm a little bitter, and I ain't letting it go.
Yeah, well, it's a hard subject to get over, especially with all the evidence that they had and things that was going on.
Yeah, did you hear the story that just recently happened? That's what I'm going in right now. No, apparently he was, this is in Texas, where I'm at, and it's 20 miles, maybe 30 miles from where I'm at. 30 miles away in Texas, in Parthers I met, 30 miles away. You mean to tell me that foreign police had a chance to get him in traffic? I know he can't go to jail for what's called, but they gave him a traffic ticket. We can't get a traffic ticket for speeding, and foreign police messed it up. They gave this dude only a warning. How many times is he going to escape the law?
I don't know.
I mean, this guy, he must have like a lucky rabbit's foot in his pocket or something. He has escaped the law, at least knowingly that we know of, not only once, but twice.
Yeah.
Wow, Texas. I thought for sure he coming here acting a fool. Oh, he's going to get a ticket. And we're going to make it. I thought we were going to make up something for him to go to jail. We messed it up. I'm trying to calm down, sweetie. I gotta talk to you so I can calm down because, you know, I'm trying to calm. We had a chance to get him. No, it was right there in our head.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's like that. We don't always get what we want at the end of the day. But a higher power will see that, you know, you can't do bad and think good is going to come out of it.
Yeah, it's like this dude, he is fake. It's like he just continually rolling the dice, ain't crapped out yet. I mean, that's what it's like, this dude playing craps, and he just cannot crap out. It's crazy. All right, so first off, man, I want to thank you for coming through to the show. Definitely I appreciate your coming. I appreciate the love that you show. You know, to the movement that we got going on. I appreciate it so much. And definitely I got to give a shout-out to my boy Donald E., because Donald E., you know, without him coming through and showing me some of the stuff he's been doing since day one, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have my guests from yesterday. SJ was on the show, and she was phenomenal on the show yesterday. And then now we got you. So without, you know, running into him, we didn't even know him until y'all.
Okay. Well, Donna E., he's doing a good job with where he's at. I actually ended up meeting him because of a video that I did on YouTube. And it got a lot of hits, and a lot of people started coming at me for management and other situations. And then we agreed on the terms, and we just went for it. And I'm so happy that he ended up choosing me to gracefully put on one of his, not only one, but a few of his magazine covers and, you know, tell my little story that I got.
Definitely. And as far as before you even got a chance to shoot with him, was that your first time really breaking out into the modeling field, or did you have prior experience already?
Actually, I got into this whole modeling because of me doing dance, me going different states. I started off in the islands, dancing up there, and a photographer wanted to shoot me. And ever since then, other people seen me different places, and I needed my look to be updated. So I would go to different photographers and work with them doing different shoots. Some of them would let me do my own shoots, and some of them wanted me to do specific types of shoots. And it went from doing that to update my look to actually people want to hire me or book me for gigs. Different types of modeling. So I've been doing a little bit of that and still doing dancing. But I went to school to do hair, so I'm kind of all over the place. I have a lot of different talents.
Well, so you go to school, you went to school to do hair or her? Difference?
No, I went. I went to school to do hair.
I see her. See her. I mean, you can do any kind of hair. You can do black people hair, you can do white people hair, you can do everything. You just say hair. It just sounds real dry. And it's something like you just do just a boring, okay, here we go. We just put your hair down like this, and that's all we do. You do her, you do everything. You do the braids. You can make somebody with their hair that look crazy. You can do that. That's what you're doing, her. It's kind of like maybe saying, girl, that girl can sing. Kind of the same thing.
Well, I can do several different things. I'm not just, you know, one type with the hair situation. I do the cut color. I do braids. I do quick weaves. I'm learning how to do a few of the newer things that's coming out, and I got some new books and stuff like that. But as far as everything else go, I did a diverse group of people hair. I stayed in the country for a while, so I got to do some mixed people and some white people hair, so I would say I'm kind of all well-rounded with that.
Most definitely. Okay, so, you know, going to the modeling part, you know, as far as, I love to tell people on the start, y'all know me on here, I don't care. Hey, some of them put this, because just let you know ahead of time, you're not going to try to be sweet pea. Yeah, some of y'all think y'all slick, and don't be wanting to answer my question all the way, but you're not slick. I'm going to get the answer out of you. So the question is, who is your favorite photographer, and what shoot was it that you did the photographer that made it your favorite, and why?
My favorite photographer, I would say Chief. It's a photographer who works with NaughtyGirls.com. He did a photo shoot with me out in the woods, and I had like a leopard print on bathing suit, and he wanted me to do like the African poses and stuff, like look like I was throwing an arrow or a spear, and we had different little objects with that, and I really liked it because it was different, and it was like my first one that was real to me, because it was actually out where the water was flowing in the woods, and we had to switch up out there, and it was just a good experience for me at the time because it was something new, not just taking regular photos so people can look at my image, but actually capturing a picture at the same time and looking nice in it at the same time, too.
Okay, well, definitely so in the woods, jungle, trying to be get your Xena on. I'm thinking of you down in the woods, like chasing down somebody. Oh, man. Okay, so as far as, like, you know, basically so far, if you notice in your own two eyes, what have been, like, some of the most pop, what have been, as far as, and not just with you, but as you have seen this as a whole with the industry, what would you say is some of the positive parts of the industry and what's some of the negative stuff of it?
Okay, I'm going to start with the negative first. The negative part of this industry is you have a lot of people out there who aren't business oriented, and they're, you know, they try to scam you or they try to get you to sell out for, you know, lesser than what you would want to be put for a value price or for your image. Some people in this industry, they mislead people a lot. They think, or they make them think they are one way or they have things going the way they should and end up not being so. It's a lot of competition that makes it kind of bad but kind of good at the same time. I would say it's a lot of, this is like being a sexual industry. A lot of people, especially the males, that we have to watch out for, you know, certain people with their gigs and their photo shoots because sometimes they don't just only want to shoot you. They want to have sex and do other things of that nature. And I try to keep myself away from that because I feel like I shouldn't have to, you know, put myself below where I need to be in order to get where I need to be. And if a person can't work with me and I work hard to get to where I need to be at, then I don't want to work with them. I'm strictly business, and I don't do pleasure and business together. So that's the negative side that I can see so far. The positive side is you get to meet other people. You get to, you know, mix with a different breed of people. Like, everybody don't shoot the same. Everybody, different walks of life. You get to be around different languages. You get to do some things differently. Like, I really want to do a photo shoot with a few models, but what I want is kind of hard. I want a whole team of Libras to do a photo shoot with me. And that's something that I'm working up to as time go by and I get to meet new people and do other things. And so, you know, you learn every day in this industry the good and the bads and the ins and the outs as far as legal matters and people being able to use your images. And that's another good thing I like about it, that I'm not a person that's, you know, trying to be up front and in the light like that. So whatever fame or whoever likes me or whoever uses me or books me, I'm appreciative of it at the end of the day because I'm who I am and I'm glad that someone else would spend time and support me doing what I'm doing. So I like that the people support me because after I did the other video, a lot of people start coming at me too. And because of Donald E., a lot of people start coming at me. So being able to work with him and meeting more people is, you know, part of what I'm trying to do and just get to the next level of something else and be more successful than what I am now.
Well, definitely. Definitely, you know, I definitely see on a lot of stuff you're talking about. Like, man, the industry is what you take from it. Like, and because the thing is too, what I notice myself as well, that it's not only sometimes it's not necessarily it's always, you know, some people always want to throw in the photographers. It's not even just photographers. It's some of these, man. It's some of these chicks out here. You gotta watch out for them because they think they slick, and they try to do what I love to call, you're about to be introduced to one of everybody's favorite phrases here, what I could call coochie coupons. And they love to cash in coochie coupons for services.
Yeah.
And just because they go, oh, well, I got some coochie, so do you want, so you going to give me a shoot or not? You know, they try to do that on the photographers or whoever in the industry. And it pisses me off because in the day, it don't matter. They still going, you know, it's still going to come down to the photographers and the models are getting away with it, you know, coming out spooky clean or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if somebody come throw a chicken bone at you and say, oh, you want to eat this chicken? Oh, you want to eat this chicken? Oh, you want to eat this chicken? And you love chicken, you're going to go and say no to chicken so many times.
Yeah.
So I was going to dispel both sides of it because everybody always like, oh, yeah, well, this happened. I'm like, yeah, you got to read it all. So,
yeah.
All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to a quick song break. We're going to chop it up some more because that's what we do. And I see we got some callers, so we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines in a second and be nosy. Because I don't know. I know who that first caller is. I already know. So I'm going to definitely open them up first. All right. So we'll be back. This is my girl, Seven Gervais, with Fade Away right here on Life of the Best Live. We'll be back. And, y'all, I'm still mad about the George Zimmerman thing. back. We're back. We're back. I don't know if I'm about to remind you too, Sweet Pea, what today was. I don't know if I told you.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah. Now we all the way back now. We had to let the camel show y'all, real quick. So, yes, we're back in the bed and we got the beautiful Sweet Peanut Bim with us. And before I go into some more of my, because I was playing nice before the break. And so every time in the second half, we always start getting extra real. So I hope you realize that was a nice part of the show.
Oh, it was.
So before I go in extra hard and go to the phone lines, I see a special person on the phone line calling right now at the old day line. I already know who it is. But I'm going to let them say it because I wanted to get a surprise. Who we got in the building with me and Sweet Pea? I got called from the 404.
If you smell something, stinking, no world, because I'm the East.
Oh, there we go.
What's up, Sweet Pea?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
I'm chilling, listening to you. I'm mad at you now. I won't talk.
I don't know why, too. I'm always so juicy. I can tell her why, Donald,
because
she don't know why, but I know why.
That's my friend. She good. That's my friend.
Oh, yeah, we good.
That's my friend. She all right with me.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, on that gentleman thing, man, if you had a judge for a father, you probably wouldn't have got no ticket neither. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get me started, man, bro. Get me started again, man. He in Texas. He was literally, what he got pulled over at was about 20 miles away from Dallas.
When you have power, man, it don't matter where you are. Your power follows you. So, it don't matter. Where he go. He can go to California. He can go to New York. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I have an auntie that's I understand the whole situation, but I have an auntie that's very spiritual. And, we getting caught up in all of this. And she was like, a lot of people like, well, we going to do this, we going to do that. And I just sat back, and the things that people said they were going to do, they really didn't do. People nowadays.
Right.
They really have to make a, back. Well, how can I say this without getting in trouble? And I always get myself in trouble.
Yeah, don't get yourself in trouble.
We don't have people like we had back in the day.
I know what you mean.
They would die for us. They would go to jail for us. We don't have. Our generation not doing that. We had two different type of organizations. We had the nonviolent organization, and we had the if you do it to me, I'm gonna do it to you. We passive now. We say we'll do things, but we not doing it. It's not like it used to be, and that's. And that's the problem. Brothers, people now are scared. Back then, from what I've learned, they weren't scared. They didn't care. They believed in the rights for their children. They did what they had to do for our generation. We say we see that or we feel that, but we really don't feel that until we start doing that. Things are going to remain like they are, man. Sometimes you got to not talk. Just got to do what you got to do. And it's probably going to get me in trouble, but, it's the truth. That's why they were able to do
do so much back in the day, you know. You know. I don't know, man.
No, I see you on that because my whole thing is this. You know, we sit, like I tell people at the end of the day, we read a hoop and holler, oh, why is this person getting up? Why is Stuart Zimmerman getting up? They had all the evidence in the world, or somebody could say whatever. But then at the end of the day, we go to the streets and somebody, one of our own people, kill one of our people. And then we say something about it, oh, we a snitch, this, that, and the other. And we got to turn the cheek the other way when Jay innocently killed one of our kids. When our own people kill one of our own kids. But as soon as as soon as George Zimmerman do it, which I'm not accusing either way, it's a big deal. And it pisses me off some of the people that's doing the same thing he's doing. They the ones over here making a big deal out of him not getting arrested, this, that, and the other. And like you said, and that's the reason why nobody's doing nothing. Really, at the end of the day, that's why nobody's doing nothing, because so many people doing dirt that they scared to really do something about it to show, hey, well, look at this person right here. You know, they just want to kill somebody because they're all red, blue, green, whatever, but they ain't going to do nothing about this person over here acting ratchet, killing a kid for fun. Or that's because he happened to be in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time. And usually that's just you see in the hood, not in the, oh, my God, it's because I have a hoodie. Just give me a freaking break. I got my blood pressure up low.
I mean, there's a lot of ways. I'm not trying to sugarcoat the situation, but there's a lot of ways that you can look at this case, man. You know, you can look at it, us outside of what the media told us, we really wasn't there. We know what we heard. We know what we, you know, what they tell us happened and everything, but we wasn't there not to take sides. You know, you can look at it, what the police told them not to pursue it. He pursued. There's a lot of ways you can look at it, but you know, we're not there. We don't know what happened. We are mad because of what was presented to us, and 9 times out of 10, what was presented to us is not always what it is. You know, just like we taught 1 + 1 = 2. Who say it's 2? You know what I'm saying? I'm coming from. That's just what we taught. You know. So I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about that situation.
Jay-Z said it best. He said, he says in the song, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Mm-hmm. I was just picking on you, because you ain't picked me as your favorite title, but I was just messing with you.
I knew that's why.
One of her first shoes, it was something different, you know, outside, you know, different prints and stuff, like, you know, because when she shot with me, all the stuff that I do, you know, if a model not driving, she come to me, you know, we ain't finna be going all outside and playing in the water and all that kind of shit. Excuse my language. You know. I'm gonna put up these backdrops. We gonna make it do what it do. We shoot around the house. So I put my name on it, promote it, tell people, hey, man, this out.
John said, you ain't got a car, you come over there, we ain't finna go away in the water.
No, I did that one time. I shot this chick a long time ago, man. We was up in Cobb County, and I was shooting, and scared the ish out of me, man. You know, the water marker was swimming behind her, but I wasn't finna tell her because I knew we were gonna have problems. So, real calm, I was just like, you know, get out the water, let's do this, let's do that. If I would have told that girl, man, a snake was behind her, probably would have been a whole nother thing, man.
All right, well, hold on, Don. I'm going to bring another. I'm going to leave you on because I know you're going to get some good laughs and I ask CP these questions in a bit, but I see we got another person, too. Somebody go be nosy and see who we got.
Okay.
We got somebody else from the 770 in the building. Who we got?
Hi, this is my dude, Sweetie Mother. Hello, hello.
That my dog right there. It sounds like she said she was Sweet Pea Mama.
I am my mother. This is my Dukes.
What's up, my Dukes?
Hey, what's up?
And nothing much, just trying to see my baby grow. That's all I keep telling her. She's America's next top model.
I love this, man. Y'all been showing them love. It just always tripped me out, man. I'm sitting here all month. It's been everybody's family.
I'm glad they have no clothes on. Some love. Put up in the camera, too.
To say about that Trayvon Martin thing. I think that ground law is some bullshit. Because if, like anybody said, if that's been a black man shot him, ain't no way in the world they seen daylight. So I really feel like that was some bullshit. And then
they made it to TV. He would have been click, lice.
I know that, but this is what I'm saying to you. I feel like as the guys agree with everything you're saying, and I'm saying to you that life is not like it was when I grew up. You know, children used to go out and play hopscotch, kickball, and tic tac, and all that other stuff. These days, I remember when you used to go on the playground and fight with your sisters and get it over with and be back playing 5 minutes later. These days, these people won't go shoot. You won't stand a chance these days. So, I just say.
Or kill themselves.
Yes, sir. So, I say I just support my beta and whatever she, you know, I'm right there in her corner, you know. Whether it be a photo shoot, photo shot, a film, it don't even matter. I'm 100% behind her.
She's telling the truth.
She playing music.
She might get in front of the camera, start dancing. She tell the truth. She behind her baby 100%. She is telling the truth. Yep.
And I like what she said about the fighting thing too. Because like, hey, she right. Because hey, there's plenty of people. I remember I stayed in fights. When I was little. And some people I fought. After we fought, we was back playing basketball. So again, that didn't mean it. It didn't mean nothing or whatever. That's what helped you grow up. Not to say violence is the answer, but heck, sometimes it's kind of when you fighting your brother or whatever. Y'all getting fights every now and then. Y'all fight and then y'all keep it moving. But like you said, people that not even instead of fighting or just fighting getting over with, they want to go get the gun and shoot the person on point. It's like nope, bye.
Yep. Right. Hey, I just wanted to holler at Sweet Pea, man. I got to do this. Oh, yeah, before I got the phone. When you going to be ready, man? You know, you want to start that shit, man. I'm going to be tomorrow, man.
I'm calling y'all on the radio.
Oh, yeah, I put you out there. It's your station. I'm coming to say to Jay. When you going to be ready,
okay,
man? I was tomorrow.
August 20th.
Oh, it's August 20th.
Yes, sir.
I ain't talking about you, Sweet Pea. I'm talking about
Saturday
in the magazine.
He's giving me a hard time now. I mentioned on the show yesterday, August 20th is the official date. We actually did the formatting as far as what page is going
to
go where, how's going
to
go. Now we're going to send out the questions. So I said she needs to do her cover. Yeah, I need to. I'm supposed to. Okay, okay. Okay. She said, you need me to do her cover.
All right.
I got you. I'm just messing with you.
okay.
I'm about to give you the same thing I gave 40 police. What is that?
Say what?
Yeah, oh,
you know what we do with crickets.
Oh, Lord.
You know what we do with crickets? Put them on the fishing pole and catch more fishes.
Oh, God. The grass.
Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all go, man. I gotta sit here and edit this thing. I'm just gonna get some pictures. Shout out to T Marie, cause she's gonna be on the cover of Bonafide. This next one that I'm gonna put out. So.
She be holding out, man. She did say she had surprises. She was gonna wait to tell us.
I didn't let the cat out of the bag.
She was gonna tell us last week. I'm glad you.
And you know Bonafide, the news magazine.
Uh-oh.
All right, that's all I'm
going to
say. I'll talk to y'all later.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, all right,
Donald.
I want to say
this. I need you to know when
you ready.
All right. Bye,
Mother. Bye. SJ went in yesterday, man. I want to let you know that, too.
Who?
SJ. She was on in yesterday.
Oh.
She was. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, she's funny, too.
Oh, yeah. I just want to I tell the part, I'm her hype girl, you know what I'm saying?
you got the Flavor Flav, the thing that you're not ugly like Flavor Flav, you got the hype like Flavor Flav.
Yeah, but still, I'm hyper and Flavor Flav. Exactly.
Oh, man. Okay, so, Sweet Pea, because like I told you, this is where it gets real, Michelle. You weren't getting away from these questions. I don't care how much style we did. We let you breathe. Now we're going to get you. All right, so
okay.
First off, for all the fellas that's listening to the show that's being nosy, are you dating right now, single? What are you doing? What's going on with your life right now?
Right now I am single, but I am dating. I don't date a lot. Because I keep myself busy doing other things to make money and put myself at a better position. So I'm willing to date. But other than that, right now, I'm just solo.
So now you're so basically you're singling and mingling. I said single.
Yeah.
Right.
Man. I'm single and mingling. Yeah, you got it.
Oh, there y'all go. Georgia, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. She said she out here, but she got to come with.
But you got to come with the paper.
Like, don't be saying, baby, if we're going on a date, and you go to pick three things off the dollar menu. I'm going to treat you special today. Matter of fact, I'm going to get three things in a dessert.
I'm not going for that one.
Yeah, that's
that is not the move.
Now, as far as I'm pressing, I'm pressing another one. It's true story. I've been a lot of places, and I still have not even been to Georgia as a whole. Let them know about Show City, and as far as. You know, the places that you recommend to go eat when the person comes there, places you recommend to go shopping at, and then, of course, for the people at the party, where they can go to go party at.
Well, to go party, I generally would go to anywhere from Taboo Twos to the Opera downtown or a club. What is the name of the other club? I don't know, it's two or three other clubs, but Gladys Knight, Frankie's, the Cheesecake Factory, and shopping, I'm kind of in between with Dots, Pink, and this other place that I go to because I have to shop for some clothes that are regular, but then the dance outfits, I get those from other little places, mostly custom-made people that sell them. Or online or something like that. And as far as, I don't know, the other stuff, I don't really just hang out a lot. I'm more of a family-oriented person in my free time when I'm not doing too much. Because between traveling, I be gone for a long little period or more than 2 weeks sometimes. So when I come back, I be wanting to chill with my family and do other stuff, not necessarily go out because when I go to do my job, it's like going out all the time. So I just be bored going out.
Right, and family, and that's a good aspect. Family, family, family. We talk. I mean, I think this has been, you know, modeling has been a big thing this month because this is Dust Model, fourth annual Dust Model Month. But one of the big things we talked about has been the dynamic of so many successful careers is the family. Because when you got your family behind you, it's like being, it's like going Super Saiyan. It's like catching a Mario star. It's like, I've been going forever and ever. It just gives you so much more drive to really do stuff because now you got your family behind you supporting you. So I'm telling you, I know this from experience. That's what gets me so loud every day.
Yeah, I can feel you on that one. Like, family is a very important part, you know. So whoever comes along, they're going to have to like family and a lot of them because I got a big family.
Yes,
my brother.
That's
exactly
right.
Okay, so
we're going to be like my deal family up in there when we come.
Not my deal. They don't have nobody coming there with the gun, with the pistol in their purse, right? They be coming there. Why don't you act up and pull this pistol out?
Golly.
Well, everybody tell me they say I had like my deal, so all I got to do is I know you, and you gotta be acting, and you'll be like, yep, that's her, all they know.
Oh, Lord, he said, y'all ain't coming at the ratchet or while she in the building. All right, so, Sweet Pea, to ask you the ultimate question that I always throw everybody. And that's, if today was your last day on earth right now, and you wanted everybody to remember you for one thing, what would be that one thing you want everybody else to remember about you?
To be a caring person, because that's how I am on a daily basis. I care for not only myself, but others, strangers, kids, my nieces and nephews, and I'm always giving, so those would be like the whole total memory thing.
Okay, now another question. I say this one for last on purpose. Why they call you Sweet Jean?
Actually, my uncle, when I was 5 or 6 years old, gave me that nickname, Sweet Pea. And when I got older, I decided that was the only cool dancer name that I could come up with that was, you know, that could fit me. So I went for Sweet Pea.
Yeah, I kind of it's a nice name, and it's got that country vibe to it, which definitely I can read country from you from a mile away.
Well, what's funny about it is that same uncle, the first time I got pregnant and had a child, he was like, you're not a Sweet Pea no more. You a string bean.
Oh. Yes. My favorite thing, I got it because I always give everybody a hard time about something. And every time I look at you, she got those Asian eyes, like you're going to make me some shrimp fried rice.
Oh, yes, and you're the one that called me China Doll. That's what you put up under my picture, that I looked like a China doll.
I don't remember doing anything like that. No, not this guy, no.
Yes, that's the first comment that I got up under that, China doll. But most people talk about my eyes all the time.
You want some surprise eyes? You want some new toy chicken? I give you one chicken, but you great deal today.
As far as I know, I'm not mixed with anything. I'm totally black. It's a black and black wine.
Mm-hmm. You mixed with black and crazy.
No, she's not. That's just two black Americans, and baby came out with some Japanese eyes.
Oh, my God. Now, all right, so
of Acid Gray rolling out, because I appreciate you for coming again. Appreciate you for coming through. It was fun. Man, Georgia been taking over all week long. Y'all been taking over the scene all week. And I definitely appreciate you for coming through.
Well, I enjoyed you, and I appreciate you for having me on. And we shall do this again when I get to another place in life.
Hey, you know what's crazy? You were talking about Libras. Yeah, you from Tribalis. My co-host, she's doing some things, and now she's got some taking care of family. So I should go on with her now, but she's a Libra. So there you go.
Any Libras, let me send a shout out right now to all the other Libras. And then on top of that, if you're a female, you do modeling, and you would like to do a shoot or book something with me, just hit me up. You can hit me up on Facebook. My Facebook name is Sweet Pea Then Had Money. That's SWEETPEA-HAD Money, and the other, you can hit me up on my email at sweetpinc@yahoo.com.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And plus, y'all, make sure y'all, shameless plug, make sure y'all get ready to check out. She's only on the cover of Human Canvas magazine. Definitely love it. You know, I'm glad you're not one of the key people that's making it happen, making the whole. Because the reason why I did this, because I'm tired. I watch this a lot on Model Mayhem. That you know, a lot of models always have to go, well, I gotta have tattoos, but if you need me to cover them up, I can do that.
Yeah.
And I'm just so tired of it. Like, why are we always got even some of the funny thing is, even some of the urban projects want you to cover up your tattoos. So that's crazy. So we got to create a lane for the urban industry that's trying to show off their tattoos, and I appreciate you being one of the first people to be in the project. So it's gonna be crazy.
Oh yes, I'm ready.
All righty. Well, I will remind everybody, if y'all miss any parts of the show and you want to, you want to listen back to it again, y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. SCEDDY letter J. And also go to iTunes. And it's free on iTunes, too. Yes, it is free on iTunes. Type in Life of the Dust Live. And when y'all go look for the show that's marked Model at Chanel Sweet Pea. And I'll let you listen back to the show as much as you want to your heart's content. So there you go.
All righty, you guys. Mwah.
All right, y'all. Y'all know how we do as we roll now. Remind you of everything you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a Sweet Pea. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tuned into the episode of Life of the Dust Live. We out. Peace.